My God, my God, shadows of the soul, praying Psalm 22 when depression lies to you. In the dim corridors of the heart where shadows stretch long and the air feels thick with unspoken sorrow, Psalm 22 calls out like a gothic hymn echoing through an ancient cathedral. It starts raw and piercing, a cry that cuts through the veil when depression whispers its cruel lies. It's not some distant scripture for perfect saints. I wrote it for those nights when enemies circle like wolves in the mist, and even your closest friend fades away. Let's walk through these verses together, casual and real, like friends sharing coffee in a stormlit room. Grief presses heavy, yet faith finds its voice in the darkness. When you're depressed, you think that you're abandoned, that God has turned away, and that the pain will never stop. In Psalm 22, you're right there in that pit. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away from saving me? So far away from my cries of anguish. By day I cry, but you don't answer. By night I don't find rest. A gothic figure stands on a windswept moor, cloak billowing, questioning the heavens while thunder rolls. Yet the psalm doesn't stay in despair. It turns, it remembers, it hopes against the lies. It's like grief over enemies. They surround you, mock you, divide your clothes like spoils of war. Those enemies can be internal or external pressures, people who were once close, but now feel like enemies. It's heartbreaking when a best friend drifts away or wounds deeply. The psalm captures that loneliness so well. But it also points to Jesus, who understands betrayal so deeply. He quoted this psalm from the cross. During your gothic moments of faith, when stained glass windows of hope seem cracked and dusty, this psalm becomes a lantern. The structure of Psalm 22 moves from torment to triumph like a gothic tale. Early verses drip with pain. I'm a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by people. All those who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Depression echoes those taunts. It says you're weak and your prayers don't matter. But the psalmist shifts, yet you're enthroned as the Holy One. They trusted you, and you delivered them. This pivot is key. Even when feelings scream otherwise, truth stands firm like ancient stone arches. It's hard to deal with the grief of losing a best friend. That companion who shared laughter and secrets, now gone or changed, leaves a lonely pew in the soul's chapel. It acknowledges the bulls of Bashan encircling, the lions tearing. Enemies and lost friends amplify the isolation. But the prayer continues. Do not be far from me. You brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you even at my mother's breast. I've been cast on you since birth. I've known you since I was a baby. This reminds us of God's presence, even when human relationships crumble. When depression says you're alone forever, lies. The psalm counters with raw honesty followed by bold petition. Save me from the mouths of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. Then I declare victory. I'll shout your name to my people. We'll praise you in the great assembly. You who fear God, praise him. All the descendants of Jacob revere him. He hasn't despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted. He hasn't hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. It's Christian Gothic at its core, beautiful darkness yielding to eternal light. The cross looked like defeat, enemies gloating, friends scattered, but it won the end. Pray this psalm when depression strikes. Let the words reshape your thoughts in your quiet room or while walking under gray skies. From forsaken cry to global praise, from personal grief to communal hope, Psalm 22 shows you how. Consider a medieval abbey at midnight, candles flickering, chants rising. You're depressed as the fog rolls in, enemies as gargoyles, your lost best friend as a ghost in the cloister. But the altar holds steady. Christ hangs there, not in final defeat but in victorious love. It doesn't demand instant cheer, but it lets you let the tears, the questions, the grief. Then it lifts your head. This casual walk continues verse by verse. The dogs surround me. A pack of villains surround me. They pierce my hands and feet. All my bones are bare. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. In these lines, a vivid picture of loss and vulnerability is painted. Depression makes you feel exposed. Bones on display. Enemies and betrayal over a friend make it personal. Nevertheless, the next turn is powerful. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You're my strength. Come quickly to save me. The psalm ends in a resounding hope that reaches beyond the individual. For the Lord owns dominion, and he rules over the nations. All the end of the earth will remember and turn to him, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. Those who die will kneel before him, those who can't keep themselves alive. Future generations are going to hear about him. Those who proclaim his righteousness will tell a people yet unborn, he did it. In your grief, when depression feels like permanent darkness, this psalm points to God's completion in Christ. He has done it. Those enemies won't have the last word. The death of a friend doesn't define your story. God hears. God delivers. God turns mourning into a song. In depression, praying Psalm 22 is a beautiful act of resistance, embracing the shadows to find the light inside. Speak it slowly. Write the verses. Let it soak in like rain on parched Gothic gardens. You're not abandoned. The same God who raised Christ from the grave walks with you now.